Good morning. So, June 12th, 2016 is the day that changed Zachary and Maya's life forever. At 9:18 in the morning, his uncle and his sister came and took him out of my house. That is the day his mom died. Now, we've had some struggles in that 3 years. The anniversary of that day is coming up. And I just got back from Oregon. He has been acting up, obviously for reasons that are, you know, I mean, it is what it is. He's going to act up. He's hurting. He's lashing out. He blames his mom. He's angry. He blames his mom for choosing death over him. And I think that's normal. And so with that, all that pain and anger, we also have talked about the fact that we're not going through this alone. We're going through this, and we have been for the last 3 years with God by our side. We've had to, and I've said this before, I mean, I think I'm pretty strong. I think I'm a pretty strong person. I've had a lot of storms thrown my way in the last 3 years. You know, and but I don't do it alone. I don't draw that strength within myself. I get it from God. It's 1,000% from God. I couldn't have done it the last 3 years without God, you guys. I couldn't, and with you, without you guys. I mean, you guys have just been, you know, a blessing to me. But we, Zachary and I, couldn't have got it, and I had to go and remind him that we couldn't have done it without God. He couldn't have done it without God, and I think he forgot that. I think the way that he's been acting, he forgot that and needed to have a come to Jesus talk, and it needed to be in person. It really just needed to be in person. And so with that, I just wanted to read a quick little scripture of what I read to him so that he knew, you know, and I want him to keep reading it so he doesn't forget that he's not alone and, you know, God is 1,000% there for him. Good times, bad times, you know, valleys, hills, mountains that are so high that he thinks he'll never get over them, that I think I'll never get over them. You know, and I want to be the person that he looks to, and I hope that I've been a good role model to him. I know I've messed up. I'm not always perfect. I know I haven't, you know, been the best at all times, but I'm what he's got. I'm the best, you know, lesser of two evils, shall we say. I mean, I'm there, and I'm consistent. His roadmap hasn't changed in his whole life. So he knows what to look forward to. He knows that, you know, I believe that God is my Savior. And so the scripture is Isaiah 40, 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I mean, just kind of says it all, doesn't it? I mean, and we all just need that kind of reminder, I think, because we all have those storms coming in our way. I'm not unique. You know, us two are not unique. We all have them, and you know, God's there for us. That's the one great thing about it is we are not alone. And sometimes maybe we all kind of forget that, you know? I mean, you know, love you, Audrey. We're not alone, babe. Okay? We're not alone. So let's just, you know, take this meal.